The View from Above, Embracing Chaos Without Being Crushed by It, by Steve Martin. Chaos is real, not the poetic kind, not the kind that looks good in a motivational meme. I'm talking about real-life chaos, the kind that knocks the wind out of you, the kind that shows up as a hospital visit, a broken relationship, an empty bank account, or a gnawing grief that doesn't let go. It's everywhere, and yet, in the middle of it all, we're called to do something that feels almost absurd. Set your mind on things above, not as a way to escape, not to pretend that the chaos isn't happening, but to see the chaos from a completely different angle, a divine one. Dual realities. Let's be honest, we're weak, fragile, vulnerable, and we're not ashamed to admit it. We're living in these temporary, bruised bodies, trying to walk through disaster, disappointment, loss, and grief. And yet somehow, through the Spirit of God, we've been given something astonishing, a kind of out-of-body perspective. We can look at the mess around us and know, actually know, that this isn't the end of the story. We're not here to escape suffering through denial. We're here to walk through it with hope. Why? Because we've seen something most people haven't. We've been shown the ending, and it's beautiful. The ending changes everything. God will be all in all. The chaos will collapse into peace. The grief will be swallowed up by joy. The story ends in restoration, not destruction. That's what we see from above. And that view, that divine perspective, is what allows us to keep breathing when life gets suffocating. But let's be clear, it doesn't make the pain go away. It just means that we don't walk through it alone or blind. Sharing the view. Imagine facing this life without that heavenly lens. No understanding of grace, no awareness of God's plan, no assurance that the mess has meaning. That's where most people live, confused, afraid, bitter, hopeless. They're trapped in the chaos without a clue that there's a higher view available. But we've been gifted that view. That's not a flex. It's not a badge of spiritual superiority. It's a gift, pure grace, no room for boasting. We didn't climb up to heaven. Heaven came to us. And that changes how we show up in the world. We don't just hunker down and wait for the chaos to pass. We enter into it with others. We listen. We cry. We stay. And when the time is right, we speak, gently, honestly, hopefully. We share the view. A final reminder. Never forget this. The view from above is not a private treasure. It's a divine vantage point given so that we can lift others up. We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it, but we've got it. So, while chaos rages, we set our minds above, not to escape, but to engage. Not to avoid the pain, but to walk through it with grace. Not to boast, but to bless. Because one day, when all is made new and God is all in all, we'll look back on the chaos and realize it wasn't chaos after all. It was a perfectly written story, seen too early, from too low, and grace was the thread holding it all together.